The playoffs are here, and you can predict the action all the way to the finals with FanDuel Predicts. Predict the spread, the total points, and even the game-winning moments that make the playoffs. Sign up and get a $25 bonus with FanDuel Predicts.
Offer by FanDuel Prediction Markets, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant. 18-plus bonus is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Trading derivatives involves significant risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Manage your activity with their consumer protection tools. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/predicts/bonus-offer-terms.
Excuse me! Taxi!
Come on, where are you going?
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for another round of peace talks with Iran. So what's going to happen? We also have lots of carrier strike groups in the area. Well, joining us now, who better than former Secretary of State to President Trump, Secretary Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, great to have you here again.
Rita, great to be with you all.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen? Could something be resolved? Who are they even talking to? It seems like the leadership is so fragmented there.
Well, Rita, I don't fault them for trying to go engage in diplomacy, get an outcome, but I'm not optimistic. I think the world's experience with Iranian negotiators is that they're going to play for time, stall, try and drag this out. I doubt that President Trump will let that continue too much longer. I agree with you, too. I'm not sure there's anybody who can speak on behalf of the Iranian military in its entirety yet. And so I don't know who will be across the table from them. I'd be surprised if they would be any more reasonable than the previous negotiators. So I suspect we'll be back to blockade and trying to inflict more costs on the Iranians before too terribly long. I hope I'm wrong. I hope there's a deal that makes enormous sense for the United States, for Israel and the Gulf. But I'm not optimistic.
Mr. Secretary, you know, we were discussing internally before, why do we need a third aircraft carrier if Iran has no Air Force and no Navy?
Oh, my guess is there are still lots of targets, military industrial targets. There's still lots of work to be done to prevent Iran from being able to threaten the Strait, which they could do without an Air Force, without a Navy, right? With just these small systems, these small manufacturing businesses, they can still make stuff that can do harm. And so you still need the capability in the theater to both remind the Iranians that we are serious and we are going to bring it, so that you have a chance to convince them to surrender, which is essentially the deal that we'll need to get. And then second, if we have to go back at it and take out targets inside of Iran still, there's still a lot of work in spite of the fact we've already done so much. This was a deep set of capabilities built over 40 years with President Biden and President Obama underwriting it.
Judge Weinberg.
Mr. Secretary, good to talk to you again, sir. Are we in a stalemate now politically? I know we've won militarily, but in terms of the international politics, are we in a stalemate, and how do you break that stalemate?
No, I wouldn't characterize it as a stalemate. A stalemate is when both sides have a lot of cards, a lot of different tools that they can play to bring to bear, and that's just simply not the case here. We still have dominance, the capacity to execute that dominance. I think the Iranians know that. I think the problem that we are finding today is that there's just, because we've done so much damage, there's no Iranian leadership capable of actually delivering on any kind of agreement. And so that just means there's a lot more work that's got to be done. And I suspect President Trump's going to get back at it before too long. I can't see it being characterized as a stalemate, because the United States still has the leverage needed to get the outcomes that President Trump said, this is why we went and took all this risk and spent all this money, and we had the casualties that we did. It was a worthy objective and an important one, and we've made a lot of progress. We just can't stop halfway.
You know, Secretary Mike Pompeo, to me, this is sort of the ultimate peace through strength, because like you said, I give him so much credit that he's still sending over Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to hopefully negotiate a deal. And then on the other hand, you've got, you know, these three U.S. aircraft strike groups. This is the biggest, you know, this is the biggest since 2003. And I was just looking at a map before on air. It's like, it is like dotted with military assets in that theater. So it really is. It's like parallel paths, right?
That's it. All right. Speak, whether it's softly or not, who knows, but speak, but carry a big old stick. And we have certainly done that.
You know, what do you make of NATO? There was a great line by Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, today. The media was asking him about NATO and its role. And he said, I urge NATO to step up and do less meetings and get in a boat and help.
Yeah, no, that was a great line, and sadly true. And sadly, Rita, they just don't have any boats, right? They just literally, their capabilities are de minimis, and their will to date has proven even more feckless. And it's, you know, it's not NATO, it's particular European countries that have proven so deeply, deeply unwilling to do the necessary. And sadly, we've had to do it, and I suspect that'll continue to be the case.
I know this is a hard question to ask you, but I can't think of anyone better than you, Mr. Secretary, to ask this, because you have such a great, brilliant mind on these issues. Where do you see, if you could do a crystal ball of a timetable, because they're obviously, bleeding Iran financially in so many different directions. And the Treasury Department just added a whole bunch of new sanctions to this shadow fleet today. They're blocking them in at the Strait of Hormuz. They're also, they can't send anything out from Karg Island either. Like President Trump was saying yesterday, he thinks it could be days. It could be maybe a week, maybe a little more. Is there if you could sort of see, where is the squeeze play coming?
Yeah, I hope it's days. If I was guessing, I'd say it's more like weeks. I think it's in weeks that they'll miss payroll, not only for their own military, but for the Hezbollah knuckleheads and the folks in Iraq still doing damage. I think that gives an opportunity for the Iranian resistance, which does exist inside the country, to begin to pop its head out as well. And a combination of that, being broke and having the resistance begin to take down police stations, fire departments, right, do the internal work necessary. I think that's probably still weeks off, but it's certainly worthy of us staying at it for at least that long.
Are we funding the Iranian resistance? I mean, helping them and also arming them, most importantly. Do you know, what's being done? Because suddenly when they get the go-ahead, they got to be ready. They have the fight in them, but they need the weapons.
Oh, goodness, Rita. I can't really speak to that. I got to be a little careful. But I would give you an example that says, I would tell you that history suggests that it is often the case that we're providing lots of assistance that isn't publicly known. I hope we're doing the necessary, making sure for sure that they can communicate with each other as best we can, helping them do that. That's really important. And then second, giving them the resources and tools that they need. A light touch publicly, but with real support that is material and helps them get to the outcome that that's good for America and really good for them.
Judge Weinberg.
Mr. Secretary, so what does victory look like for the United States in this battle?
Oh, goodness. It looks like two pieces. One, I'll call it the tactical or the midterm, which is it demonstrates that the United States continue to have the most capable military in the world. And then that has huge second order implications, which most importantly mean that the Chinese and the Russians will recognize that we are still serious about defending things that matter to the United States. So a huge deterrent effect, keeping America safe as we demonstrate our willingness to do the necessary to push back against this terror regime that's been going at it for 50 years.
Well, Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for being with us. It's always just great to get your insights, and I can't think of anybody better on this precipice right now of history. I mean, this is such a powerful moment. It's really great.
Nobody knows it better than Secretary Pompeo.
Well, thank you all. Bless you. You all have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You too so much. Thank you.